Welcoming into KRDO's afternoon news studio, Mr. Sam Postich, the man who's got the socks.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Ted. Thank you.
KRDO meteorologist. We have lots of fun when we come and do Wednesday weather today.
Oh, yeah.
Why do I have that backwards today?
Well, it's just one of those afternoons, I suppose. But I am wearing my favorite socks. They have cats on them. And they say my cat is cool as crap.
Yeah, they do say that. I am a witness firsthand. Yep. You have the greatest collection of socks, I swear.
Well, I mean, you got to brighten up the day somehow.
You absolutely do. Sam, on a business note, we do have a little bit of weather coming our way over the weekend.
Yeah. We sure do. It's Saturday night into our Sunday forecast in Colorado Springs. A couple snow flurries out there. And that's actually one of our long-range computer model runs that is telling us that. And we're actually just initially starting to see that weather, that snowfall in Colorado in some of our medium-range forecasts. So that's at about 4 or 5 days out. And that really is the topic that I wanted to talk about today is our computer models that we look at, because that really is the nitty-gritty of forecasting.
So we are not talking about things with processors in them that have blonde wigs on them.
No, not that type of model.
Okay.
No, unfortunately, these are much more dull. They're supercomputers that really many countries use. Many national weather services across the world have supercomputers of their very own.
What is the processing power in these things?
Oh, Lord, I have no idea. I'm not a computer engineer. I'm just a little atmospheric scientist over here.
Well,
analyze the model runs. I don't build the model runs.
Yeah, and that's where things get interesting, because there are there've got to be exponentially millions upon millions of variables that go into building a computer model. And then Sam, you spent a lot of time in training in school to learn how to interpret those models.
You're exactly right. That is our job as forecasters, is picking pieces of each computer model run and kind of deciphering what is actually going to happen based on specific runs. And so just to kind of start you off here, every computer model run is different, and they all start off with initial conditions, which are taken from observations either at the surface, from surface sensors, or satellite data. The vast majority nowadays is taken from satellite data. And so there are different experiments and different algorithms, that's the word that I was looking for, with these computers, slightly different runs between, say, the European models, which is technically, or most forecasters agree, is the most accurate computer model run, the European. And then there's different equations involved with the GFS, which is a North American model run, or at least the NAM is also another computer model run. So specifically, some differences here between the models that we look at is some short-range forecasts and also medium range and into long range. So, for example, the North American model, we have a 3 kilometer resolution run, which is one of our high resolution runs, and it actually gives us a forecast anywhere from about 24 to 18 hours out. So it's really not a long range. That's kind of like a day-to-day type of computer model run. And then we also look at a North American model, hence the NAM, a 12 kilometer, which goes anywhere from about 4 to 5 days out, and that is a medium range forecast. But the Global Forecasting System, the GFS, also run by the United States, goes anywhere from a week to 2 weeks out. The resolution on that is significantly lower, so the accuracy of that model run will be also poor compared to the accuracy of something that's a high resolution run. The GFS, I think, is about a 20 kilometer resolution, or about a 23 kilometer compared to that of a NAM 3K. There's also a United States run called the HRR. It's HRRR, the High Resolution Rapid Refresh. And that's also one of our more accurate or high resolution precise runs, when we really do want to see just how the snow totals interact with the mountains around Colorado. Say the Palmer Divide, a high resolution run can see that elevation difference of the Palmer Divide and even through Pikes Peak area, as the GFS, maybe something that's lower resolution, cannot interpret that topography change as well as a high-resolution run can. So it really is just deciphering everything the runs give us and coming up with a forecast based on that.
Wow. That is a mindful. But it also suggests that we should all be mindful of the talent that you have, the education and years that go into learning these models, learning how they work, learning to interpret them, and then speak English to your viewers and your listeners.
Well, I'm telling you, it is a science, and I'm still learning to this day. It's not a process that ends, a learning process that ends. It's every single time you come up with a forecast, you see what actually happens and go from there, learn from that experience of potentially being wrong sometimes.
KRDO meteorologist Sam Postage, thank you for that great lesson in sort of behind the scenes and how you actually shape up the weather forecast for us.
Anytime. Thank you, Ted.